This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans received 20% more money in insurance claims this fiscal year than last. More than $26 million was paid out overall. Vincent Plymel with the Division of Insurance says the uptick began after the Marshall Fire, when more people needed help getting insurance companies to pay.
People just think, well, it's insurance. What are you going to do? It's like, no, you can call us and ask questions. We can't fix everything, but it doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions, to find out more.
Funds recovered by the state go to consumers in situations where an insurance company has improperly denied a claim, hasn't paid the correct amount, or has delayed payment. There's a reward for information leading to an arrest in a 7-year-old murder case in Park County. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
Maggie Long was murdered in her home near Bailey on December 1st, 2017. The home was also burglarized and set on fire. The murder of the Platte Canyon High School senior has been described as one of Colorado's most high-profile cold cases and is still unsolved. A $75,000 reward is being offered by federal and local agencies and the Long family for a tip that might lead to an arrest in the case. People with information can call the Maggie Long Task Force tip line at 303-239-4243. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Former Olympic skier and University of Colorado football player Jeremy Bloom is the next CEO of the X Games. He takes over as the games roll out a new team-friendly format. Starting in 2026, summer athletes in events like skateboarding and BMX will compete as a team. Same with winter competitors in snowboarding and skiing events. Bloom competed in the 2002 and 2006 Winter Olympics. This is CPR News and KRCC.